Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are housewives of true crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
That's right.
Up in here.
Up in here. How are you?
Oh, I am just fab-tabulous. You like that word?
I'm surprised in all these years. I have not heard you use that before. You like to inject tab into whatever.
It's true. I might have used that once before, but it's not a regular, but it should be.
That sounds like a theme for an obnoxious birthday party for yourself.
Yes. For my 50th. Okay.
What? If you want to. Oh yeah. Fatabulous 50.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm, that's a good one. Okay. Well, I am not fatabulous. I am so stressed the F out.
Yes.
Because we are leaving.
So we're going, we're recording on Wednesday. We leave tomorrow for Crime Con. So it will be a thing of the past by the time you hear this.
Oh my God. But yes. So please let all of my children have gotten brought to, picked up, fed, no meltdowns.
Yeah.
My husband is flying alone with them all the way across the country.
Yes. And he has a layover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta get all that ready. I gotta.
It's better than driving.
Entertainment, you know.
Yeah.
For the plane. I'm very worried about it. And let me tell you what is making me more worried is so I am going to leave, you know, really nice itemized lists like I do. Mm-hmm. Like you need to be here at this time, this time, this time. Right.
Right.
But my husband, he's not hearing me right now because we have a rat problem.
In your house?
Not in my house.
Outside
of the house.
Oh my God. Remember when I had that and that one woman down my street, she wrote us and or she wrote.
She wrote us. She call wrote, a fucking exterminator, bitch.
Call a fucking exterminator, bitch. That's okay, what she texted me.
We've got all kinds of like, you know, contraptions. You know, I don't want anything that the dog can say. I mean, like there's cages, yeah. Things are getting delivered every day, new things, right? He's got going on. He wakes up. He does not make me coffee right away. He wakes up. He goes, checks his traps.
What an asshole. Did it make you coffee?
Totally. And then he tells me about, you know, what's the take for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes home from work, doesn't say hi to me or the kids.
I know, he checks the traps. He's like, mm-hmm. he is such a doer like that, your husband.
Oh my God. Because the next door neighbor is this old man who seems fine, but not mm-hmm. very conversational. And he finally had a conversation with my husband about rats. And my husband took it some kind of way, like the guy was saying we were the ones that brought them.
Oh, I see.
And they're like, no. He's like, oh my God, are you kidding me? My husband is like, no way. First of all, I yanked out our whole backyard. Like, I'm on it. Like, and he really is. Like, he's so, don't threaten him. Okay. So he's like, oh, I'm going to exterminate the F out of this neighborhood.
Okay. Go, Jeremiah.
So he has refocused. His focus is not on me and the children. And my daughter is running for school president.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
And I am missing it. She's giving her speech on Friday.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Is Jeremiah going to go watch it?
Yeah. I hope so. Okay. If he can pull himself away.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right.
But I am so worried, you guys, because she's not going to win.
Oh.
Like, there is like no chance at all.
Maybe she will. None. Is it Ruby?
Yeah.
Okay.
No chance.
No chance. Okay. okay. So I have two things. One is my best piece of advice. If you guys like Chipotle, it was on top of mind because we recorded a second ago and then we had to record again and then we had a little break. And so I needed to eat really quick. So I went to Chipotle.
Okay.
You get the kids' meal. The kids build your own. Okay. No tortillas, chicken, fajita vegetables, and rice. And you mix it in the side that the tortillas usually would be in. And it's a perfect amount of food. And you get a little bag of chips and a drink. And it's $4.95. Okay.
I think that Chipotle hates you right now. They don't want you. It's like when you go to restaurants and you try to order the chicken.
I know.
Like, bitch, you're not 12.
Listen, it is, but it's the perfect amount of food. I'm telling
you. What am I going to do when my kids turn 12 and they're like, they can't order off the kids menu anymore?
It doesn't say, I don't know. Maybe it does say 12 and under. It does.
You're not a rule follower though.
I'm not. So and you know what? If you do a build your own bowl from Chipotle, like an adult size, it's way too much food. So I'm just telling you, y'all, like, shit's getting expensive out there. If you need to save a buck here or there, that is how to do it. My other thing, because we only have 50 more seconds left, is that everybody knows that's on Patreon and on That Came to Crime Con, but Gretchy and I started a skincare brand and it is super, super exciting. We would love for you to check it out. It's the best stuff. We'll give you more information soon, but it's called Five Crimes. Please check out our Instagram. I will put it on Instagram on Housewives too. And go to fivecrimes.com to see what we got going. But you guys, it's like the best stuff. I promise you. I'll give you more details later. But my husband's been in the natural skincare family product line for a very long time. So Gretchy and I kind of said, why you and
what
not
we
us?
Want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love this stuff. Can it be done for us? And sure enough, it can. And it's great. So check it out, please. That's a great way to support us as we support you, because seriously, like, makes your skin feel good, smell good, and have less wrinkles and makes your hair grow. Okay. That's it.
Word. Word.
You got actual crimes?
You know I do.
Yeah, five of them.
It. There are multiple crimes. That's the way it is, right?
Well, criminals be criminal.
Criminals be, you know, snowball effect,
mm-hmm.
right? Today's case is a listener suggestion from Drema Simones.
Drema.
Drema, you saved my life this week with this one. I'm sure she's going to be shocked because she just sent it to me.
Oh,
usually
okay.
You suggest it, you'll hear it a year later.
Yeah.
But
you liked it.
Yeah, I've been so busy and she shot me a message and I knew I needed to look no further once I checked this case out. And then I came across so much good information, even though this case happened a minute ago. In our biz, that is like gold mine.
It is. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I really think the stars aligned for me because they knew I was going to CrimeCon this week and I don't have time to fuck around.
Yeah. What okay. Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. I love when that happens. That's like the Parrot case for me. That Parrot case was just right, like fell nicely into my lap.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. So I am going to tell you today about Dan and Trisha Willoughby. Back in 1978, which I know what you're thinking, the year of my birth.
That is what I was thinking. Yeah. And I also was thinking I was not born yet.
You're such a bitch. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's not the only thing that happened that year. Okay. Dan and Trish met.
Mm.
That was the other major event. It was a real, you know, typical, you know, first comes love, marriage, baby carriage situation for Dan and Trish. Dan converted to Mormonism for Trish, who was devout to her faith. And they presented as like the ideal little family, having their first daughter in 1980, and then going on to adopt two more children over the next few years. They lived in Gilbert, Arizona, which I feel like we've done a case.
We have done a case before. Yeah.
It's right outside of Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
They lived a comfortable life. Dan was a successful salesman for a freight company and a deacon at the temple. Trisha had a little side hustle selling vitamins alongside her mama, which kept her busy along with raising the three children. I think we've got a couple of things in common, right? We've all got some side hustles.
We definitely do. We're not selling vitamins, children, but we are selling now skincare and hair care. Seriously, the Luscious scalp stuff, Scandalous scalp, help your hair grow.
Game changer.
We all need it. Trust me.
Yeah. Okay. So
tell me.
Back to Dan and Trish.
Selling vitamins. Is it an MLM, by the way? Was she doing an MLM?
Yes.
Oh,
she was.
Okay. Just wondering.
Everything was typical for the traditional Willoughby family until Dan started to experience a case of 12-year itch. Thank God we got through that. Okay. He decided to scratch that itch by means of drinking and dicking, both of which are frowned upon by members of the Mormon community that him and Trish belong to.
When you said dicking,
I didn't know. I just thought that sounded nice with drinking. Yeah, 'cause everybody knows what I'm talking about. But
no, I'm thinking like, is he like hitting it up with another dude?
He's like, no, with the ladies.
With the ladies. Okay. He's putting his situation
That's an interesting thing to ponder. Okay.
Okay.
So Dan became known in his work circle as Disco Dan because he liked to raise the roof so much.
Like, right? Seriously, like disco, like the disco ball.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dan's transformation from the deacon to Disco Dan was extra. His daughter recalls busting him with vodka in the orange juice. So it's not like he's just sneaking out. You know, I mean, he's really hitting it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And his former coworkers recall him earning a reputation for his lack of discretion when it came to all of his indiscretions in the form of getting banged behind Trisha's back. He took this brazen butthole attitude to the next level when he met Yasmina Patino Gonzalez. I'm going to call her Yes. Okay.
Not Yasmina?
No, Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Yasmina. It's kind of like Pashmina.
But not. Okay. Yez was technically a Mexican citizen, but she was living freely in the U.S. with alien status. And while she was free to go back and forth between the two countries, she was a real good time. She was the polar opposite of Trish. Trish kept it pretty conservative. And Yez rocked stilettos and mini skirts and dance world. Dan could not get enough of Yez, so he lavished her with gifts. He even got him and his new boo a joint membership at an athletic club in Fancy Pants Scottsdale. That's bold. He joined him and Yez as Mr. and Mrs. Willoughby.
No way.
I mean, it's one thing to slip your dick in someone else, but there is no other Mrs. McCauley, okay?
Listen.
That's me.
Or Jeremiah's mom, but okay.
Yeah. Or her. But you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. So this is back in the 80s, right? Or
yes.
90s.
Yes.
I guess we would be now.
Yeah, we're in the 90s. Like we're 90. In like 99. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's like, he doesn't think that people are, it's a town away. So it's probably safe.
Yeah.
No cell phones, no cameras, barely
you could get away with
a lot.
A lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. So him and Yez are living it up high on, you know, being bad feels so good when mm-hmm. something happened that put a cramp in Dan's style. He got his ass fired from his job. Apparently, Dan had put a couple too many extra expenses on the company card and it finally caught up to him.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's in a pickle because that company card was a big part of how he kept the fun party going with Yez. And he's probably thinking in the back of his head, she'll probably bounce if I can't keep lavishing her with luxuries. And he's thinking, if Trish finds out I lost my job, she'll probably want me to stay home, help with the kids, load the dishwasher. And he's not trying to do that, right? So Dan decided to take his wife, Trish's credit card and use it to keep the party going and still pretend to go off to work every day. Well, predictably, Dan's plan to fraudulate his wife for his own selfish reasons did not last long.
Mm-hmm.
Trish got the bill and was like, you know, what the fuck, Dan? So Dan confesses to Trish that he had lost his job, but not that he was, you know, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs for Yasmina. So now here's the thing, which is probably why Trish hadn't paid attention to the signs that Dan had been a cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater for years now. That thing was that she had started what had started as a little side hustle alongside her mama selling vitamins for an MLM had turned into a serious money-making business. The business was called Metal Botanicals. Trish and her mama named Thera mm-hmm. were this dynamic duo sales team and had made their way to being amongst the top 10 salespeople. And everybody knows that it's only really the people at the top.
Dude, okay. So
of the MLMs that like
yes,
make real money.
Yeah. I met this family recently. And I was like, they're loaded. Okay. And I was like, how in the world? Like you kind of, when you meet these people, you're just kind of like, how did they come into all this money? They are like the top of a very, very large one of these that you've done before, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
multi-millions. I think people make multi-millions on this stuff. If you're at the top,
they do. They do. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? These people are also Mormon.
You know, I think they have a good work ethic.
Yeah. And they're a duo. That's a husband-wife duo, but not a mom and daughter. But yeah, I think it's like, it works, man.
Well, okay. So I'm not saying all MLMs are bad. I mean, I sort of am, but I'm not saying that. But the thing is that some of them that are bad, what they will do is the people that make a lot of money, they really encourage them to spend it so that they are.
Yes. So you have to make more. Yeah. Right.
That's bad.
True. I know that is bad. I see how that can happen.
Yeah.
By the way, that also happens at other workplaces that are sales dependent. For instance, like a payroll service.
Oh, not that you know from experience.
No, but I don't. Yeah, I might know, but from experience. But I do know that the managers encourage you to buy a nice and fancy car, because if you have a nice fancy car, you got to pay for that shit when you're 23.
Right. Okay. Life lessons. Mm-hmm. Keep it real. Keep the Honda. Okay. So I read these ladies were bringing in $40,000 a month in the 90s.
Holy.
$40,000
a month right now would be nice.
Oh my God. Back then. I'm like, that's some serious vitamin hustle, right?
Dude, how many vitamins are they selling?
A lot. Okay.
A lot.
I am a terrible salesperson. Tab, you on the other hand have a talent for it, I believe. I think in this case, Mama Thera had kind of shown Trish the ropes. Thera is a total lady boss and took a lot of pride in being like independently wealthy without the help of a man. Before she was selling vitamins, she hit the streets and sold bras door to door.
Also for an MLM?
I don't know if it was for an MLM or not. I was just reading about her. And I mean, I take note. I think that takes a certain kind of lady boss. Like, I am impressed.
Yeah. I mean, to sell bras.
I mean, now we don't advocate that you open your door for anybody.
Not even bra lady.
Not even bra lady. But I mean, to be like hitting this, like going up and down the neighborhood, knock, knock. Let me see your tutu tatas.
Let me.
Hoo-has.
Like, she was like Victoria's Secret before Victoria's Secret.
Yeah. Over the shoulder boulder holder lady. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. So she's a hustler. Okay. So after Dan had confessed that he lost his job and had been hiding it from Trish, she forgave him. According to the Phoenix Times, she told friends that Dan's newfound unemployment was a mutual decision because her sales had skyrocketed. And she was relieved that Dan had agreed to make time with her and the kids his priority now. She said, "The thing I love the most about this business is that it has always allowed us financial freedom to stop worrying about how we are going to pay the bills and begin concentrating on building relationships." See, that load of shit is why I'm not a good salesperson, right? Like, I would just tell people, oh my God, we're so fucked. Fred lost his job. Now he's home all the time. I'm in my business. It's a total drag.
It is at first, right?
I don't have the spin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Dan, the man, was stuck at home for a minute after his confession, but he actually had an idea for a new business venture, and it included Trish. He proposed to both her and Thera that they branch out to Mexico and he could run the office down there. He said he would be perfect for the job because he had recently taken up a love for Espanol. And so he could do the communicating for them.
Wait, he like learned Spanish from his Yasmin?
Yeah, remember? Yeah. Yeah. But they don't know about her yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're just like, that is so bizarre. Like all of a sudden you just learn Spanish.
Yeah.
Like there's no Rosetta Stone at this moment.
And he's just trying to find an excuse.
Or maybe there was. You know, maybe they had
to have a little getaway with Yez, right?
I think they did have Rosetta Stone at the time. It was the tapes, the CDs. I had them.
I do remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Commercials. Yeah. Well, boss lady Mama Thera was like, no effing way, Dan. She did not want Dan to be any part of her and Trisha's business. But she says he would not quit. They had an LLC, mm-hmm. Trisha and Thera, and Dan had voiced that he wanted his name on it. And Thera said, like, hell no, Dan.
Go kick rocks, Dan.
We and tell our husbands yourself, the same thing.
Go get yourself like, a job.
Rocks. Yeah, right?
This is mine. That is yours. Just because we're married doesn't mean you need to be stepping on my personal workspace.
No, in my house, what's his is mine and what's mine is mine. Right?
That's right.
That's right. Okay. And that's why it works.
Also, okay. Don't come for us. You know, we're
don't
just,
come for
you
us.
Know.
We're just honest. Okay. So, Dan was pretty bummed. You know, all his good ideas are getting shot down, you know. But so he thought up a kind of a tricky way to spend time with Yez. He found, actually, it was a real shady ass way. He brought his daughters with him to her apartment under the guise that Yez was a Spanish tutor. I mean, first the gym. Come on, Dan. Do not bring the children into the messy mess of an affair.
And is she actually teaching them any Spanish?
Yeah, I think she pretended like she was a freaking tutor. Oh yeah. Okay.
Okay.
This episode is sponsored by Astapro. Thanks, Astapro, for providing Tab and I with samples. Shout out to all my allergy suffering friends out there. You know how they say it's that time of year for allergies? Well, for me, it sort of feels like it's always that time of year. I thought I had tried everything until I recently discovered Astapro. Astapro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. That's Astapro allergy.com. Astapro and go. It's Astapro. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Clink, clink. I'm talking about Rakuten. Have you checked it out? Because I recommend you do. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because the members earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores that I know I shop online at, like Zappos, Sephora, and Best Buy. We are all already online shopping at our favorite stores, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. How it works is the stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You get paid via check or PayPal quarterly. Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app and start saving today. Your cash back really adds up. Listeners, today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Are you busy? Well, of course you are. And if you're like me, that means you put off investing because maybe it just doesn't seem urgent or it's intimidating. Enter Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. What I love about Acorns is that it gives you the tool to give your money a chance to grow. You don't have to start with a lot. Just start. Believe me, it feels great. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Investing involves risk, including the loss of the principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC, Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
So what Dan apparently didn't understand that as girls, even young girls, our spidey senses you know.
Oh, yeah.
Pick up this shit, okay? Even at an adolescent age. His two daughters noticed right away that he would casually brush up against the tutor. And they were like, he hasn't been brushing up to mama in a minute. That's kind of weird. So when they had the opportunity, they did some snooping around. Really, girls after our own heart. Okay.
How old are they?
One was like 16 and I think the other one's 12.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Okay. So they opened the closet and saw some of daddy's clothes hanging up in there. They looked in the bathroom and noticed daddy's cologne. They also found notes written to Yez in daddy's handwriting. So they did what good daughters do. Mm-hmm. They spilled the beans to their mama, who, of course, did not take it very well. She confronted Dan and he denied it. And so Trish actually drove over to Yez's apartment to confront her about having an affair with her husband. Mm-hmm. Yez denied it too and went with the whole, you know, I'm just the Spanish tutor story. But, you know, Trish, she kind of knew better. She was conflicted, though. You know, she's real religious and divorce was not something she took lightly. But she also was like, enough bullshit, Dan. Like, I'm not playing around. So she froze Dan's accounts. So now he had to answer to her for cash money.
That is so funny. She sounds like me.
Yeah, totally. Well, this was a real drag for Disco Dan, right? But he knew he had to play by Trisha's rules now because he was, you know, broke as a joke without her. And he kind of knew she was on the fence about kicking his ass to the curb. So he tells Trish, let's do a reset on our marriage. Let's go on a family vacation to Mexico. I know the perfect spot for us to all bond. Okay. So the night before the Willoughbys were set for that Mexico vacation, Trish called her mother and voiced that she had a bad feeling about the trip. And she was thinking about backing out.
Like it wasn't Cabo. Was he taking?
It was not Cabo. But I mean, it is. It could be a nice place. It could be. I'll tell you about it. Thera told her, "Go ahead and go. Sounds like you and Dan have a lot of things to, you know, work on. Mm-hmm. So take as much time, you know, off and enjoy. Right? You know, Thera's real religious too. She's like, get it together, save your marriage. Okay."
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is, it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences, and then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response, or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com.
Listeners, remember when everyone was doing juice cleanses and was basically hangry all the time? Well, there's a better, more sustainable way to lose weight. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Ro Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Ro's partners handle all the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/clink. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/clink.
So they were all off to their destination, which was Puerto Peñasco. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's also known as Rocky Point or Arizona's Beach. It's only 3.5 hours from Phoenix and has long stretches of beaches and nightlife. But okay. I mean, it does look like a fun place.
Yeah, I have actually been on the Mexico border in Arizona because my dad lived there for a hot minute. But I don't really, I mean, I was little.
Well, this is like an hour from the border. So you cross the border and then yeah, drive I keep an driving hour a little bit. Beach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, Dan didn't have like the happening touristy area that we would find fun. That's not what he had in mind for his family bonding. He found a secluded rental with no phone or power.
Or power. He, wow.
Or I mean, power.
That's, like, yeah. That's not even like the camping that you do. You at least like,
yeah, I get hookups. Hook up. That's true. Yeah. I need my Keurig in the morning time. Yeah. Well, he sold Trish that this whole no power situation was to help with, you know, the bonding, the unplug, you know. Well, Trish was so relaxed from the unplugged bonding, she decided to stay behind and nap while he and the kids went for a daytime excursion. At least that's what he told the children. They all loaded up in the car and Dan said, "Wait a minute, kids, I got to go back and get my passport." Then, according to the kids, he didn't come back for 5 to 15 minutes. Okay. You know, I mean, it seems like forever when you're waiting in the car.
I know, it really does.
Games, right? I'm sure he didn't leave that shit running with the air conditioner. One of the girls did what girls that age be doing. She changed her mind. My kids do this all the time. She said,
she was like, I don't want to go.
I'm just going to stay behind with mom. It's probably going to be lame and I'm hot. So she went back to the house. But when she tried to open the door, she found it was locked, which was weird because if you're just running in the house to get something quick, you don't usually lock the door.
You wouldn't lock the door. Especially if your kids are out there. No.
Right. And so she was annoyed. And Daddy Dan finally comes out wearing a different outfit. And she tells him, yeah, like, what gives? I'm over it. And so he tells her, listen, you have to go. If you go, I'll let you drive the car. So, of course, she's like, okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And Dan and the kids took off for the day. When they all came back, the kids rushed into the house, fully excited to tell their mama how much fun they had and how dad let the oldest drive the car in Mexico. But they never got to tell Trish, because when they opened the bedroom door, they found Trish in a bloody scene with a knife protruding from one of her temples.
Oh, no. That's she was, like, she was still alive?
She was still breathing.
Amazing.
They managed to get her to the hospital, but she was pronounced dead that evening.
Oh, no.
Dan took off Trish's... I wonder if
they would have found her earlier.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dan took off Trish's earrings and necklace from her that night and gave them to his daughter and told her, "Mom's dead, so these are yours."
Oh.
That's a little creepy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So the Mexican police investigated the murder at the scene and determined it was a robbery gone bad, because Dan told them his wife was missing, two rings off her hand, and some money was missing.
Oh.
The Mexican authorities found some footprints leading away from the back door, and they determined from the size and shape that they belonged to a woman. And they also found a cigarette butt with hot pink lipstick. So obviously they figure they're looking for a lady.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't suspect Dan was involved at all, so he was free to return to Arizona. When he returned initially, Trish's mom, Thera, was determined to do anything to make sure Dan and the children were all taken care of after her daughter's tragic death. That was until she got to talking to her granddaughters and she heard all the weird details about the day. Then her gut started telling her,
This isn't right.
This Dan is responsible for Trish's death.
Mm-hmm.
I got a feeling. And she was not alone in her thinking. The local police in Gilbert started to receive some tips from people in town who just thought, something doesn't smell right about Dan's wife getting murdered in Mexico and Dan having a side chick who's back and forth to Mexico a lot.
And is it that area in Mexico that she's back and forth to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like a day trip. Okay.
Yeah.
So they start investigating Dan and Yez, and they learn Yez kind of gave off some fatal attraction vibes for Dan. Turns out Dan had bought her a diamond engagement ring. He told friends...
Before Mexico?
Before Mexico, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He told his friends he did this basically to like shut her up because, you know, she wanted him to leave his wife so bad and she wouldn't like get off his jock about it. And so he just thought this would buy him some time and it wasn't like a real engagement.
Hmm.
Now, the thing about the investigation now taking place in Arizona was that because the murder happened in Mexico, they wanted to pursue Dan for conspiracy to commit murder. Because if they could prove that the conspiracizing or conspiring took place on U.S. soil, they thought the rest of the case will fall into place, you know, and you can charge someone for that, right? So to prove conspiracy, they needed Yez. And ideally, they were thinking, oh, we're going to get her. She's going to sell out Dan. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
You know, no problem. Well, problem was they couldn't find her at first. It took 10 days. Then after those 10 days, she was conveniently arrested for shoplifting in a town about 15 minutes away from Gilbert. She was released at the time after the shoplifting arrest. But because the authorities that arrested her were not aware, she was like being investigated for murder. But they did photograph the contents of her purse when she was brought in. I guess I didn't really realize that they did that. I don't know if they still... Yeah. Well, they did. And there were Trisha's two rings in her purse.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm. And so after that arrest and she was released, she bounced for reals, you know, not sticking it around anywhere close to Gilbert. So Yez is gone, girl. And the funeral for Trish takes place. And I read something about it I thought was interesting. So the owner of the MLM, Hustle, flew in from Canada because Trish was, you know, so beloved by the company. Mm-hmm. And he pinned her with some sales award pin in the casket. Now, Trish, like I told you, was a real, you know, real devout Mormon. And her family observed the practice of burying their loved ones in, you know, like temple garments and dress. Now, I don't know why, but that just bothers me that he put some damn like freaking flair, like she worked at Fridays, on her sacred outfit.
Or Outback. We used to have flair.
Yeah, we used to have flair. That's
the more the better. The buttons everywhere.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm not Mormon, but I'm not with that.
Well, maybe the guy didn't understand.
I think it's tacky.
Well, okay. Yeah, lots of people are tacky. They just don't know they are.
Okay, so after the funeral, it went down between Thera and Dan. Dan was able to collect something like $150,000 worth of life insurance, but he was expecting a lot more. So he took Thera to court. Thera had a $750,000 life insurance policy on Trish, which Dan said was supposed to be used as like a buy-sell business partner agreement, meaning at the time of death, Dan would own half of their LLC and the policy proceeds were intended to buy him out.
Okay.
I mean, I do know that is kind of common practice for business partners to have life insurance on each other.
Yes.
So they could buy the spouse out.
Right.
Okay. Well, Thera disagreed. I read Thera and Trisha's assistant agreed with Thera that Trisha's intentions was for, in the case of her death, for Thera to set up some kind of trust with the money and keep Dan's ass on a budget, which I kind of believe, right? Mm-hmm. At this point, Thera also wants to see her grandchildren, but Dan's not down with that because, you know, things are so tense. Right. In addition to Dan suing Thera, Thera filed a countersuit against Dan for wrongful death. And she was offering a $6,000 reward for anything, you know, about the whereabouts of Yasmina. And she was posting posters all over saying so, which worked, by the way. Yes.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Doesn't always happen that way.
Right. Well, she was found bartending in Mazatlan a few months later in December.
That's a little further down the border.
Oh, yeah.
Been there. Yeah. On a cruise one time.
So the state attorney general had taken over for the police from Gilbert because they had more resources. And so they had taken a trip down to the crime scene in Rocky Point and gathered evidence from the little beach house, which included a Coke bottle with Yez's fingerprints on it. So when they had her back in the U.S. from Mazatlan, you know, she's like way busted, right? Mm-hmm. And she knows it. And she confessed right away that she had planned the murder with Dan and had
been with Dan.
And she had been watching the house from afar. So she knew when he and the kids left.
But Dan, why did he go back in?
Okay. So Dan was supposed to like do the killing.
Uh-huh.
And then she was just supposed to go back in and make it look like a robbery.
Okay.
Now, when she got there, Trish was still fighting for her life. So that's why the whole knife protruding thing happened, because she went to the kitchen and grabbed a butter knife.
How did he try to kill her in the first place? Like strangle her or something?
Blunt force trauma to the head.
Oh.
He whacked her a lot. Yeah. Yeah. This so guy.
He's
Yez
a bad
says,
guy.
He's a bad guy. Okay. So Yez says, yeah, you know, she stabbed her, but she says it's more like a mercy kill. But it wasn't really because it didn't kill her. I mean,
dude, with a butter knife, like,
how about that, just like a pillow? How about a pillow over the face?
I don't know. I think all of it, this woman
it's not
is,
good, but it, that butter knife? Lord. That's bad. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously that was not part of the original plan. She said they had made 2 trips down to the area previously to like pick out the house and talk some, you know, murder plotation details. I mean, she really spilled it all. She said that she had her brother drive her down there, and her and her brother and Dan had even met up early in the morning on the beach to be like D-Day, you know? So at some point while she's spilling it to the officers, they ask her for identification. And she pulls out everything she's got, and she has a social security card with the name Alfred Patino on it. And they, of course, asked, is Alfred your brother? And she responded, oh, no, that's me. Yasmina had undergone gender reassignment surgery 6 years prior.
She was a dude before?
Uh-huh. Following day, Dan was arrested and also informed his murderous co-conspirator, formally identified as a dude named Alfred. Dan
had to have known that.
Okay, listen. Dan has not given any interviews about the subject, but according to reports, he really had no idea. And just commented something like, oh my God, the National Enquirer is going to have a field day with this.
Well, back then, for sure. Now it's like
the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So naturally, this sparked my curiosity as to, is it really possible Dan didn't know? And let me preface that it really doesn't matter. I think, you know, it's rad to be in trans love. Okay.
Listen. Like,
this is just pure curiosity. Okay.
You know, Gigi Gorgeous, she's a trans. She hasn't actually had the surgery,
okay,
but she has boobies. She is like, you would never know, dude. You would like, she's just absolutely stunningly gorgeous.
Yeah. And if that more, I just want to say more power to you. And I don't think if you are in love with a trans person and you didn't see that coming for yourself, that there's anything, you know, wrong with that. No one should shade you for that.
Okay. Wait.
But
so let me
I'm just
you.
Curious.
Did Alfred have like breast implants?
Yeah, I'm sure. I think the whole kit and caboodle. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. But listen, I just go down a rabbit hole. Okay. And I thought I've never really examined all the possibilities with this. Okay. And
I have. I took a sexuality class.
You did?
In college. Yes. And two trans people came and spoke that had the surgery. One was a woman going to a male and a male going to a female. And we got to talk all about it. It was called, the human sexuality class is actually what it was called.
I took that class. I must have missed that week.
Did you miss that? you weren't there. It was fascinating. It's so fascinating to me.
Okay, listen.
So I understand your curiosity. So let's hear what I found.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It is fascinating. And I wanted to know how it really worked. So I took one for the team and did some research and looked at some really graphic photos.
Yes.
Okay. And my verdict is it is totally possible he didn't have a clue. It is totally possible. Also, yes,
I bet you now yes. I feel like then probably was not as...
She was 5'2" and 120 pounds. Okay. And nobody has said that they suspected did like anything.
What can I see different. A picture of her?
Mm-hmm.
So 5'2 is a real short dude, like really short. So that's definitely, that is so crazy. I know somebody who is also, he's very religious in a religion that doesn't allow homosexuality. And so for some reason, he goes for trans. And I think it, I don't know if there's some sort of like the forbidden, it's like almost not as forbidden because even though it is a man, I don't know.
Okay, I just sent you the picture.
Okay.
So you tell me, wait, tell us what you think.
Let me see. Okay. I don't think you would know.
I don't think you would know. Yeah.
I just want to know what it looked like down there.
I can send you a link, but I'm not going to.
I know from my human sexuality class, like what we saw, because we did also get these images, and they try to do a very good job, but they take the shaft and then they put it upwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just different.
I know, because we don't have one. We don't get it. Yeah. But it's working for some people. I read all the statistics on like, you know, orgasms and everything.
And it's working?
I mean, for like 65% of the people it is.
Wow, that's amazing.
I mean, I know a lot of women who don't have them, so I think that's pretty good. Yeah. Incredible. Okay. Anyways, okay. So Dan was tried and convicted for premeditated murder, and Yez was extradited from Mexico to be a witness for the prosecution. So she had made a deal with prosecutors in the U.S. that in exchange for her testimony, they would give her immunity because she was not a U.S. citizen, although she had been here since the age of 6. But had the, you know, alien in the U.S. status, she had to go back to Mexico.
Okay. That's a pretty good deal, dude.
Well, but they told her she had to go back to Mexico, but Mexico charged her with murder. But they said they were going to help her get leniency from the Mexican government for her cooperation.
But they didn't.
Well, I don't know if they tried or what, but it didn't shake out because she was sentenced to 35 years.
Damn. Well, it's not life.
Well, Dan, by the way, was sentenced to death.
Oh.
But there is another twist in this case. Okay. 9 years after Dan's conviction, he got a new trial on the grounds of ineffective counsel. And because Yez wrote a letter to the judge saying that she wanted to repent for testifying against an innocent man. She said he knew nothing about it and she still loves him with all her heart, which is sort of interesting because in an interview where she spilled all the beans about Dan, she told investigators that she was really in love with a man in prison named Tony and she was just using Dan until Tony got out. So, I mean, I guess she had... she had a change of heart about Dan and then she changed it again because at Dan's second trial, she testified to the exact same story that she did the first time.
Before.
That it was both of them responsible for killing Trish. As why she bothered to write the judge, she said she was pissed that her deal didn't go the way she thought it would. And she didn't think it was fair that she never got her engagement ring back. Mm-hmm. But her sister had convinced her that Dan is a murderer and he belongs in prison. So don't lie. It'll only make things worse. Thank you, sister. Okay. The prosecution at the second trial had so much evidence to prove that she couldn't have been the sole killer based on blood spatter, plus all the premeditation evidence and testimony that Dan had been behaving very shadily from the moment he arrived at the beach house and like wasn't in a rush to go to the hospital, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think even without her testimony, they would have got a second conviction, which they did. But yes. This time, Dan was not given
death penalty.
He got life. Yeah. And he died in prison of natural causes in November 2018. As for Yez, the latest report about her status I found said that as of 2019, she was still incarcerated at the Hermosillo prison in Mexico. But if my calculations are correct, she should be released pretty soon, as in 2026. The Willoughby children ended up being raised by their mother's brother, and they're obviously the real victims in this. I mean, they're long grown now. They're our age. Yeah, yeah. And seem to be living productive lives. But I did read that the son died at a young age in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I am just sorry that his life was filled with so much tragedy.
Totally.
But thank you for your service. So yeah, that's WAP.
Oh my God. Girl.
Yeah. It's a real all over the place one.
And Thera. Whatever happened with her and her MLM company?
It's not, I did look it up and it is not around anymore.
Okay.
And I did actually not look up if Thera still is, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, she clearly took all her vitamins and, you know, she doesn't drink. So she'll probably live forever.
Probably. Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it is also like the whole second trial thing is like so tragic, right? The family has to like go through everything again.
Mm-hmm.
Womp, womp. I mean, unless they're innocent, which sometimes they are.
You just did one.
They get it wrong the first time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Happens. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for that, Gretchy Poo. We are almost at an hour. So that was perfect timing. If you guys have not given us a review, we would love you to do that. That helps Apple. If you listen on Apple, if you have not subscribed to our bonus content, you can do that really easily on the Clink Clink Club on Apple. You can go to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime, or on Spotify, you can go to Housewives of True Crime Bonus and you can support us. Also, now you can go to Five Crimes to support us as we also support you and your beauty endeavors, which for us is always like, you know, we don't want wrinkles. We don't want cellulite. We want nice, smooth skin and we want our hair to grow. And so those were our top five, like our top priorities, right? So we started there and that's what you guys will get. And I promise you, you'll love it. So head to fivecrimes.com and sign up for our pre-orders. They probably will sell out fast, our initial one. So get it while you can. But we'll be making more. And I think that's it for today.
I just want to add one thing that yes. If you're watching this on YouTube, I am in the middle of making my children's birthday cakes.
Did you bring it in? Show us.
No, that's not what I'm going to do. But they need to be like in the freezer and made, you know, we're leaving for CrimeCon tomorrow. Anyways, that's what I'm wearing. I didn't realize I had my apron on still for this whole recording.
Oh, you do.
But that's why.
Cute that you wear an apron.
I'm not wearing like some funky outfit. I just wanted to clear that up.
Oh my God, that is so funny. I actually thought, like, stand up for a second, because you did do something where I was like, I think that's an Aviator Nation sweatshirt, but I can't like tell what's going on. But now I know you have your cutesy little apron on. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, so if you want to see it, go to YouTube.
That's right. Giving it all up here. Okay.
You are. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.